There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you for joining us on today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, and this is the NIV version. Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Just today, I heard a testimony. Now, for the uninformed who may not fully appreciate that term, someone shared their experience, their story, and how the Lord informed their movement from one point to another. The young woman experiences MS. She experiences a condition that creates daily challenges that most of us don't really think about or consider. Movement can be painful, but she still moves and challenges her body. In MS, the immune system attacks the protective sheath that covers the nerve fibers and causes communication problems between the brain and the rest of the body. There is pain, there is weakness, and there is struggle. Her testimony was simply, "It's a good day. God is blessing, His Spirit is moving, there are good things happening in the world, and He is here for us right now." This was not based on the physical struggles she was enduring, nor was it based on how she was feeling in her body at that given moment. She just chose to give praise. On another occasion, I've heard her say, "I don't have any sad story." Some days are more challenging than others, but she is determined to stand spiritually and naturally. She is committed to standing firm and giving praise. Another dear saint, a minister who prevailed until God said enough, enough pain, enough suffering, and called her home. She had such a powerful testimony. She insisted that praise was what I do. She would sing it. She would live it. She would continue to witness and share with others. Even as cancer tightened its grip upon her, she declared her victory in Jesus Christ. Pastor Pat held tightly to his hand, speaking into my life and into the lives of others as she prepared to pass from one life to another. I can hear her voice now, singing, "Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise Him while I can. I'll bless Him at all times." The people of God can rejoice always because their praise, their service, their joy is grounded not in temporal situations and conditions, but rather in a transcendent God and His love and His grace. The joy of the people of the Lord is not to be confused with the happiness of this world, which may be grounded in feelings and conditions. If it is a good day, if I have money, if I have good health, I may be happy. But the joy of the Lord is there when there is no money, poor health, and you can't see your way out of a negative situation. Joy transcends happiness any day. Joy comes from above because you are in the Lord and the Lord is in you. Joy can override in the middle of a pandemic. It can override when chronic illness challenges you every day. A song can rise up in your spirit when the enemy is trying to beat you down. The state of joy doesn't just happen. It comes from a heart of prayer and living close to the Savior. The Lord knows that when we allow our circumstances to rule our praise, we will be easily discouraged, easily defeated. We live in the present day with our pain and losses, but must always live through and sometimes above our situation of the moment. The circumstances may include broken relationships, being victimized by lies and mistreatment, having unmet needs and desires, doing our best and yet somehow coming up short, failing at something we have tried so hard to succeed in, watching others advance when you know they have been dishonest or they have been shown favoritism, being overlooked, even parenting children who, despite your best efforts, go astray. Or, as one friend once described, being treated as less than by family members who considered her the poor one, not as well off as the others, and somehow equating that with her intelligence and her worth. Circumstances can be hard. They can push you to the point of wanting to give up, wanting to throw in the towel, but God says, keep praising. What happens when you praise? First, the Lord sees an open heart, saying, Lord, you are God, and I love you, and I will serve you. I don't understand what is happening right now. When I look around, my heart gets heavy, so I start to look up. When I look up, I see the majesty of the one true living God. As I open my mouth, I open my heart and allow that burden that I was carrying to be shared with the Lord. When I pray, the atmosphere begins to change. The angels began to move in the situation. The power of God overshadows me and that which was trying to hold me back. When I praise, like Stephen, no matter if this world is seeking to destroy me, I can look up and see Jesus. And Jesus sees me. He looks with compassion on his children, and things began to change. Praise has the ability to alter the physical by entering the spiritual realm, by approaching the throne. And when the heavens are open, the earth will see rain. Rain down on us, Lord. It may not be a physical rain, but the rain is just as real and just as powerful. I'm in a dry season, Lord. I need a rain. He will move. Our prayers move the heart of the Father. That is why it is so urgent that the enemy of our souls keep our mouths shut and our hearts burdened. When he is the only one we let in, he is free to propagate fear, multiply sorrow, and push us down instead of lifting us up. He wants us brought low. Lift up your eyes, people of God. Lift up your hearts and open your mouths and sing praises. We will not be the prisoners of the devil. We will walk in victory with our Lord because praise is what we do. Let's pray. Dear God, we praise you. It is what we do. It is who we are. We want to be close to you. Oh, that you would hear our voices of praise this day, rising up to you, Lord, our sacrifice of praise. Amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in his presence.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.